Afternoon, everyone. Story County Board of County Commissioner meeting will now come to order. Anyone would please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance is the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving along now to item number three, discussion of possible action, approval of the agenda for July the 23rd, 2019. Is there any public comment regarding today's agenda? Hearing none, I get a motion to approve.
I make a motion to approve the agenda for the July 23rd, 2019 meeting.
I'll second your motion. Moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to item number four, the consent agenda. Is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda? Hearing none, I get a motion to approve.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second your motion. We move the second to approve the consent agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to item number five, discussion of possible action. Consideration of possible action on resolution 19-548 to provide a date for a public hearing on a proposed lease of that portion of the Divide building commonly known as Divide Fitness located at 800 South C Street in Virginia City, Nevada, to Divide Fitness Incorporated. Any public comment regarding this action? Hearing none, we can go ahead and get a motion to approve.
Mr. Chairman, before a motion is made, can I request an amendment?
Okay.
On the second page of resolution 19548, the last page, I believe, the time on subsection 2 at the very top, it needs to be changed from 1:05 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. The meeting would start at 10 o'clock, and I imagine you would then have a time specific on this item.
Yeah.
You mean 10 a.m.?
10:30. The meeting will be at 10 o'clock, but this item will be actually polled at 10:30 a.m.
A.m.
What did I say? Oh, yeah.
P.m.
So 1:05 p.m. is not correct.
Okay.
August 5 and everything else is fine.
August 6th.
Yeah, the meeting is August 6th, but this needs to close at August 5.
Right.
Okay. Correct.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. So we have an amendment in there. So once again, I'll ask if there's any public comment regarding this item. Hearing none, I get a motion to approve.
Do I need to mention the amendment in there?
Yeah, I think you should.
Okay. My Commissioner Carmona hereby move to approve resolution 19-548 with the noted time adjustment or amendment to 10:30 a.m. to provide a hearing on the proposed lease of a portion of the Divide building to Divide Fitness, Inc. on the sixth day of August 2019. And further authorize the county clerk/treasurer to publish a notice of the proposed lease at least once in a newspaper published in the county.
Very good. Yeah. Okay. I have a motion. I'll second your motion. It's been moved and seconded on this resolution 19-548. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to item number six. This is discussion only. We'll take no action. Public comment. These are committee and staff reports. I see that we have three staffers in attendance today. I'll just ask, does anyone have a staff report today? Mr. Northam?
Thank you, Commissioners. Mark Northam, for the record, just some quick updates on a couple of things. The JC Divide building. Last week, we had the architect subconsultants and the site civil engineers on site. They were able to complete their field verifications, and design work is underway. There were a couple of considerations, existing conditions noted that will probably have some impact on the final design, most notably the big air handling units. We're not going to be able to get them underneath the mezzanine. We're going to have to go up through and follow the roof deck. Not giant impacts, but those guys are aware of that and working on that. Sharon House Steps, we are confirmed to be on the CHD agenda for August 12. I have made contact with one of the adjacent property owners. I'll be in contact with the other one here shortly, and they'll have an opportunity to voice any concerns at the CHD meeting. Haven't heard any objections or comments thus far. VC Highlands Community Center, I just finished a very preliminary feasibility study. I'll be working on a construction estimate. I'm waiting for a little bit more input. At this point, we don't see any major obstacles to that project, so we'll have to have a finished look at that when I get the feasibility study completed and with a construction estimate. Fairgrounds improvements. I've been in talking with Mr. Dotson with regards to these. We did get an electrical quote for electrical design for the electrical distribution on site. Both Mr. Dotson and I feel that quote was a little high, so we're going to be exploring some alternative means, probably looking at design build proposals from some local electrical contractors to see if we can get that worked in. As far as the water line extension through that area, we think we're pretty well good to go. I'll have to visit with Mr. Wiersbecki of Public Works to kind of finalize hydrants, connections, and valves and that kind of thing. And then I'm finalizing an estimate on the proposed restroom structure there. And once we have a number on that, we'll be able to proceed, see if we want to do that with county forces or if we want to get that out to bid, look at some timing on that. Six Mile Canyon Drainage Improvement Project, we're currently still waiting on the owner to execute the easement documents to grant us an easement, but we are ready to rock and roll. We do have the plans for the environmental testing that have been approved by NDEP, and we stand ready to move on that as soon as we have access to the property. And lastly, fuel delivery for the county. Excuse me. Invitations to bid were sent out on Friday. They were published in the paper, Comstock Chronicle, on Friday. And they also went up on the invitation to bid went up on the county website on Friday. The bid opening is scheduled right now for August 14 and bid award on August 21. So we're hoping for a good response there. And that's all I have for you, gentlemen.
Great. Any questions for Mike?
On that fuel, are you referring to like propane or just gasoline?
Both.
Fuel. Oh, okay. Both.
Both, yes, sir.
Okay. Great.
Thanks, Mike.
Fire Marshal, Martin Azevedo.
I have nothing to report, sir.
Thank you, Martin. Okay. Administrative Assistant, Ms. Fain.
I'm just here.
All right. Very good. Comptroller, Mr. Gallagher.
Nothing, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
All right. County Manager, Mr. Osborne.
No, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
D.A. Liner.
I have nothing today.
Okay.
Thank you.
Madam Clerk?
Nothing.
That's it. All right. That concludes committee and staff reports. Move along now to item number 7, board comments. We'll take no action in public comment. Commissioner Carmona?
Just wanted to thank the taxpayers for the opportunity to attend NACO this year. While it was extremely hot in Vegas, we got, I think, quite a bit of information. And just fortunate we had the opportunity to go.
Very good. And I'll hold my comments until the next regularly scheduled meeting. With that, we'll move on to item number 8, public comment. Hearing none. I'll see everyone on August the 6th.